Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. And we are on day one of our 30 days of elevation. I am so excited. This is so exciting. We are here. We have arrived at this place. We've completed the first fast of the year. So congratulations, congratulations, and congratulations. This has been an incredible journey. And in addition to that, we're going to apply some practical steps, and we're going to challenge ourselves a little bit to think outside of the box, to believe outside of the box, to exist outside of the realms of where we have allowed ourselves to become comfortable, out of feelings of inadequacy, feelings of fear, feelings of disassociation, feelings of lack, feelings of despair, feelings of abandonment, whatever you may feel that you have been allowing to hold you back. We are releasing those constraints this particular month. We are letting it go. Why? Because we got to be in position for what it is God has for us. And in order to do that, right, in order for us to get what is our just due, whatever it is that may be our just due, we are needing to be in position. And in order to do that, it starts in your head. It starts in your mind. It starts in your heart. It starts in your spirit. So we're going to get ourselves together. So if you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so grateful that you're here. I don't know how you found me, but I'm so happy that you have. If you've already been a subscriber, a follower, you've been a part of the journey, you've been a part of the tribe for days, weeks, months, and years at this point, thank you guys so much for your continued support. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys. I do not take this lightly. This is something I take very seriously, and I'm very obedient to when I feel I need to do something. This particular journey I'd been thinking about for about, I guess, a couple weeks, and I wasn't intending on it to be in alignment with the fast. The fast was a standalone by itself, doing its own thing. I had no intention of taking a leap into that and then journeying right back into another 30 days. But it was on my spirit to do so because I feel like it's so necessary. We get into the habit of doing something for 30 days, right? We're in the routine of it. We're in the habit of it. And we just find ourselves feeling like we are at a halt, and we don't need to be at a halt because there's energy that's coming in. There's, you know, God is aligning you. He's moving you. You are being assigned in specific spaces, and you're needing to be in the process of getting there. And if you stop, then you delay or you miss your time. And so we don't want to miss our season. We want to be in place. We want to do what it is we're needing to do, but we have to understand a lot of the constraints that we place on ourselves. We are in this particular space right now where it is anything is possible. Anything is possible. And it goes way beyond just reading a Bible, just having a belief in God, just having faith. It goes way beyond that because there is practical steps you have to take. There are actions that you're going to have to be able to implement. But most importantly, you got to have this sense of urgency about what it is that you know is for you and not allow anything to distract you. And so you actually have to live in a space of assurity, right? I have to be assured. I have to stand in the sense of knowing that no matter what something looks like, no matter what somebody may say, I got to be able to silence that noise and have this delirious type of faith and belief in myself and my possibilities and what God has put in me, that I'm not going to allow myself to be held back by anyone else, by myself, or anything in between. And so we're going to be utilizing for the next 30 days the tools and the steps and the practicality that we have applied with the first fast, the daily devotional fast that we did for 30 days. We're going to use this in conjunction with that fast. So if you feel like I need to go back and listen to day one of that particular fast, I'm going to do so. I'm going to do both. I'm going to do day one, day two, and I'm going to listen to them both at the same time. I'm going to have the foundational part, and then I'll have the practical part, and that's going to assist you as you're navigating through this particular process. Now, the first step that I want us to do is be for sure about what it is that you're believing God for. Go back to that list that you made during the first fast. Go back and listen to what you said to you, or read what you've said to yourself. And I want you to sit with the things that you wrote down. Okay. And we're going to take it up a notch. Okay. You were believing God for transformation in your relationship. Step has happened. Things have occurred. Changes have happened, but you need to believe bigger. We need to have a bigger understanding of what it is that you want. What is it that you are wanting from this specifically to happen? What is it that you're praying for? What is it that you're believing? Why are you limiting yourself for what it is you're asking for? Is it that you know that it's not possible with this particular relationship? Are you afraid to actually say what it is you need? Do you know what you need? Do you know what you want? And if not, that's the first step. We're going to start from there. So this is going over the list of what it is that you are asking God for. And we are going to start with saying, God, what do you want for us? We're going to believe that you want this for us. You want us to be with this person. I'm believing you want this to be at a top tier. So I'm believing that you want me to address this. You need me to address this part of our relationship within myself first and outside. Are we needing to get counseling? Are we needing to have deeper conversations? Are we needing to implement different strategies? Are we needing to, what are we needing to do? This is believing God has called you to a space and now asking God to elevate you within it. This is going to be powerful because it is making you accountable, but also leaving it up to God for how he wants it to happen. It isn't about you constraining God into a box that you want him to fit in. You can't do that. So this is about allowing yourself to move outside of your own head in your own way and allowing God to take the lead, but being open about what it is that you're asking him for. So in conjunction with these things, we will be implementing some facets of fasting. Now, the fasting will be up on you. What do you feel like you want to fast? Do you want to stick to what you've been doing, or do you want to elevate it more? Whatever it is, you can't reduce yourself. You got to go above. You got to think bigger. You got to try bigger. You got to go harder. So if you have, oh, I wasn't eating as much junk food as I was. Okay, we're not going to eat junk food. We're not going to eat fast food. We're going to prepare more meals. Okay, cool. You were preparing meals more. Now we're going to do more. Instead of you just doing 3 nights a week, do 5 nights a week. Okay. Instead of you just fasting for, you know, just doing fruit and vegetables, cut out certain fruit that make you more sugar, you know, do more. And it's not just food. It's also implementing different things when it comes to health and fitness. If you were fasting and you were doing good and you like the results of that, now add fitness to that, add some, practices that get you moving your blood in your body, get you go for walks, do some stretches, go out, work in the yard, go to the park, do some type of activity that gets your metabolism going, that gets your blood flowing, or that helps you to relax, right? This is going to be something that you're going to consciously have to be reminded to do, but most importantly, it's going to put you in position so that you're able to really, really, really see how it is the practical steps that have gotten you to this space. If it is anything you're wanting to elevate and change in your life, this is going to be powerful and this is going to allow you the space to do so. I also want to say to you that it's going to be very helpful when you are looking at the way that you carry yourself, right? Maybe I'm going to change up my wardrobe. Maybe I'm going to not wear such things that don't really represent where I am in my journey or where I want to, how I want to be perceived. This is going to be you choosing to change certain things, changing the haircuts you get, changing the hair colors you wear, changing the wardrobe you wear, changing the jewelry or the fragrances you wear, changing the way you speak and articulate things. Maybe you're wanting to learn better ways to communicate. So this is going to be you applying yourself to reading books for 30 days. That really read a book, complete the book. Okay. We're not going to just be splouting through books. Get a book, read it, stick with it, commit yourself to it, and see what it is that you've learned from how to communicate, right? How to deal with conflict. A lot of people lack conflict resolution, a lot of people lack competency. Like they don't know how to comprehend. They don't have good articulation. Their understanding is bad. Their tempers and attitudes are bad. And a lot of it is coming from your own insecurities. You know, you don't speak that well. You know, you don't understand things, not because someone has said it wrong, but because it hurts your feelings. You know, that you don't like to be told what it is that you're doing wrong. But this is where you have to deal with the reality that you're not perfect. You're going to have to be critiqued at some point in time. And when you are, how do you handle that? Yes, there are ways that people can articulate things to you. However, if anything that is said to you causes an upheaval and some type of inner war with yourself, then you are going to find yourself in a lot less favorable positions than you would if you were just able to handle the conflict in a way that actually brings resolution opposed to more conflict. Okay. So this is going to be a paramount time. It's going to be an exciting time. And I'm excited to be here on day one because it allows us to step in what it is and intention set on where it is that we're trying to go. So if you have not heard the first episode that gives the overview of what this particular journey will be, it is going to be based on and in conjunction with our exalted elevation theme. This year is 2024, beginning in spring, is about exalted elevation. God is exalting you above so many things. You are elevating in so many ways, and you don't want to be elevating in ways that put you in a deficit or make you feel like you've actually lost more than you were supposed to because you didn't do it the right way. You weren't on assignment. You were on ego. You were on pride. So this is knowing that you're growing, you're expanding, your reach is expanding, what God is doing in your life is expanding, but also how we are able to see ourselves, right? How we are able to will ourselves back in despite what it is that we are growing through, what it is that we are facing in our life. So we are going to get real serious when it comes to our journaling, when it comes to our organization, when it comes to self-maintenance, and it comes to the practicality of what it is that we're going to do. There are going to be some days where we are going to apply practical tools and steps in actually creating that career focus. If it's a career that you're asking and believing God to align you in, then that means you're going to need to sit with what are your skills and where do you need to sharpen your skills or where do you need to maximize those skills? What is it that your heart is asking for you to actually be a part of when it comes to a career? We're not supposed to just go by what is just lucrative because that is where people end up in a very bad space because they're miserable. They're not happy. They're in a space where they're feeling like they're not really flourishing the way that they should because they did not move according to their purpose. They moved according to the paper, and that's the problem. So you want to make sure that you are sure about what it is you want to do career-wise or job-wise. What do you feel that your gifts are and where can you implement those gifts and what spaces can you implement those gifts in? This is about moving out of the space of lack, moving out of the energy of feeling like I'm not good enough, moving out of the woe is me, no one wants to see me win type of energy, and actually delving into the gifts and the actual strengths that you have so that you're able to master those parts of your life in a way that elevates you above where you've always been in a career and in a job. Okay. This is going to be very necessary when it comes to our practicality and it comes to being intentional about the interviews and being intentional about our job searches and being intentional about the people we choose to utilize as resources when we're walking in unfamiliar territory. So it's a very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful space, but it's going to start from within. So this is going to help us. We're going to be utilizing the 100 Days of Believing Bigger devotional journal by Marshawn Evans Daniels, and she is just incredible. This journal is amazing, and I am so excited to share it with you guys because it is going to provide us the context of the devotional, but also at the end, it will give us a journal prompt, and that will be a part of our homework, sitting with, understanding what it is that we are actually journaling out. A lot of people have hard times writing, just writing what they're feeling and thinking, and so this gives you a basis based on the theme for the day of what it is that you need to be praying about, what it is that you should be asking God for, what it is that you should be allowing yourself to be vocal about when it comes to truly, truly, truly investing in the process of elevation. Okay. You can expect during this time to feel a bit of influx of opportunities coming, but you having to utilize your intuition and discernment on what you choose. That's normal. That's something you should know is not out of the norm. It's not something that you're going to have to contemplate on a long period of time, but this is about using the innovative ways to get outside of your own self, challenging yourself. What is it that you are not doing because you've never done it before, but not because you necessarily don't think you'll be good at it, but just because it's so out of your norm, you just don't do it. This is what we're going to be moving out of, right? In our friend groups, when it comes to money, when it comes to our beliefs, when it comes to us, how we handle in conflict, when it comes to love, when it comes to the beauty of life in general, choosing to see the beauty, choosing to see the happiness, choosing to see the joy, expressing ourselves in a loving way, allowing people to express themselves in a loving way, being open to all of the abundance that's already in your space, not blocking it because it doesn't look like exactly what it is that you thought it would. It is accepting that everything is beautiful. There's so many opportunities and I am really walking in abundance as I am. I have my health. I have my relationships. I have myself. I have God. I have love. I have everything I need. This is beautiful. This is beautiful, beautiful cultivating energy that you want to stay in. And this is where we are moving out of the conflict of self. A lot of it is self-inflicted. You are fearing how something looks. You're fearing how something feels. You're fearing how something's going to appear to other people. But God is saying it doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter how people see you. I'm telling you, this is where I want you to go. So let's just enjoy the process as we're on the journey, because that's where the gifts are. This is about celebrating the now. This is about feeling excited about now, believing that anything is possible now, not waiting till I get to the destination to feel like I've made it. I've made it now, right? So that's where we are. This is connecting you to a deeper power. This is connecting you to a deeper understanding of your possibilities of self. This is getting you around people who think like you, feel like you, and want the same energetic are on the same energetic frequency that you are. They believe in what you believe in. They care about your happiness. It's a mutual type of community. And that's what we want. We're being bold. We're stepping out on faith. We're choosing to believe in the impossible, right? We're choosing to express how we feel boldly and allowing people to love us freely, openly, without the restraints of our own mind. So beautiful. And it's so exciting. And so that is what it is that we're doing. So on today, the first episode, day one, I want you guys to sit with what it is that you're believing. What is it that you are asking, praying, and fasting for? And really think about the actuality of what that is saying about where you want to go. Is this really aligned with where God has you to go? Is this really committed? Is it a part of the commitment that you've made? And what is it that you need to do in the practical sense to step outside of the bubble you've placed yourself in so that you can actually step in it? Okay, this is about believing you're worthy, believing you're seen, believing you're appreciated, believing it is a part of what is necessary for you to be all that you are assigned to be right now in this time. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into our day one devotional, and we're going to end with the journal prompts and the prayer, of course, and we're going to close out this episode. This is going to be an exciting journey. I'm so excited for us to be on this together, and I look forward to hearing what it is and what it looks like in real time for you. Okay. God, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your nurturing and your guidance. We thank you for aligning us with the people that we're supposed to be aligned with. Thank you for putting the seeds in us so that we can know that we are worthy, and it is there are so many possibilities to our disposal if we just believe it. We just have to believe that we are capable of anything. We have to believe that we are loved beyond anything. We have to believe that we are cared for and we are in your eyes sacred. God, thank you for reminding us of how precious we are. Thank you for giving us everything we're needing in this moment so that we're able to see this journey through. We ask that you continue to give us provision. You continue to give us a heart to know, to learn, and yearn for you. We ask that you continue to protect us in the moments we don't quite feel like we're covered. Thank you for it all, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you in your name. Jesus, will give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Okay. So we're going to read again. I'm reading from the 100 Days of Believing Bigger devotional journal. And this is by Marshawn Evans Daniels. If you have the journal, of course, please follow along. If you don't, you can just go by what I'm reading to you and you can write down the journal prompt and answer it. And we'll go from there. Okay. And it's titled, the first section, what we're discussing is trust. Okay. And the beautiful part about trust is it is building this sense of understanding that no matter where you are, no matter how deep it is, no matter how hard it may be, you can trust that God is always in your corner and looking out for you and protecting you even when it hurts. Okay. So this is titled Trust Made Simple. Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." This is John 13:7. And this is definitely speaking about when Jesus was washing the feet of his disciples and he did not wash Peter's because he knew that Peter would not be the one that honored him. He knew that Peter was going to deny him. And he didn't say that. He did not share that, but he knew. And so in this point, Peter is asking, why are you washing everyone's feet, but you're not washing mine? And this is where Jesus says to him, "You do not realize what I'm doing, but later you will understand." Okay. God is more concerned with our trust than our talent, more committed to our character than our career, and more interested in obedience than sacrifice. Because our desire to get what we want when we want it, though, we naturally tend to rush the process and attempt to put God on our timeline. We set our expectations high, create our own schedule, and start racing toward the finish line. Then, when our expectations aren't met, we feel frustrated because we haven't met our goals. But there is something God wants more than our speed, hard work, or mighty efforts. God wants your trust, total reliance upon spiritual timing. Not easy, right? Instead, we want to orchestrate, we want to direct, we want to control, and we want answers. However, the truth is that we simply don't know what's best for us. We certainly don't have heaven's elevated view. And if we're acting in haste, we can get in the way of God's intended blessings for us. Trusting God is trusting his timing and believing that you can rely upon him in both the wait and the pursuit. God is never late. He is always on time. Lord, thank you for being more concerned with my being than my doing. Equip me with an unshakable level of trust in you and your timing. You are perfect in every way. The journal prompt for today is, how has trusting God's timing been a struggle for you? What might God be trying to teach you in the process? This is very, very beautiful and very important for us to start our journey, because if we identify what the struggle is, if we identify where we are having the problem with trusting, then we're going to be able to literally move through it with more ease, because we realize that the limitations are not God, they're us. We're putting the limitations on ourselves and in our spaces because we're not fully trusting that he has it under control. So this is about identifying where we are struggling to trust God, and then add an action step on what step you're going to take when you feel like you're in this energy of wanting to control, wanting to orchestrate it, wanting to do it on your own. Where is it that when you feel yourself doing that, how do you bring yourself back? This is going to create an action plan for you, give you an opportunity to not only address what the concern and issue may be, but also what steps you can take to will yourself back from actually feeling obligated for you taking control of it in the first place. Okay, this is going to be beautiful. I'm so excited, and I'm excited for us as we're on this journey. I know it's going to be incredible. I know that we're going to be in a very beautiful, a beautiful space at the end of it, and it is going to take some work from us. So I'm excited. I'm happy, and I look forward to us as we are navigating through this particular journey. So this is day one. Welcome to day one. I look forward to day two on tomorrow. Please be gentle with yourself, be gentle with others, and please do not allow yourself to be held back by your own presumed limitations. You got this. God got you, and we got each other. Until our next episode, please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. I love you. I love you. I love you. Bye.